Did you get your tongue around that title? I struggled with it too. Probably not your first choice for a newborn son, eh? This biblical character appears in the Old Testament books of 2 Samuel and 1 Chronicles. His story is one of misfortune and tragedy, but also of generosity and grace. Tara Lee Cobble points out in her book, The Bible Recap, that this obscure man with a strange name is a symbol of us all. Crippled Meph, for short, was the only son of Prince Jonathan. Jonathan was the son of King Saul and best friend of David. Sadly, when Meph was only 5, his father and grandfather both died on the battlefield on the same day. Hearing the tragic news and fearing the enemy, his nurse rushed to flee with the child. She fell and young Meph was crippled in both feet for life. See 2 Samuel chapter 4 verse 4. This physical tragedy symbolizes a spiritual truth. Scripture tells us that everyone is crippled by sin. The Apostle Paul writes that we have all fallen short of God's glorious perfection, Romans chapter 3 verse 23. We sin by nature, we sin by intent, and we sin by omission. If we deny this truth, we have just lied and can add one more sin to the list. Bottom line. I am Mephibosheth, a spiritual cripple, who needs help. Cared for. Before Prince Jonathan's premature death, he and David had promised to care for each other's families if tragedy befell them. After David became king, he remembered this promise and inquired about Jonathan's offspring. A servant informed him that Jonathan's only son, Meph, was still living. King David sent for him and he was brought, carried, to Jerusalem. Not knowing the king's intent, Meph was fearful and bowed low before David. I can imagine that this was not easy for a cripple to do. The king reassured him and explained his promise to his late father. David gave to Meph all the lands that his father and grandfather had owned. Further, he arranged for the crippled man to live near the palace so he could eat at David's table like one of the king's sons. These acts of kindness and generosity would amply supply all of Meph's physical needs for life. Overcome with gratitude, Meph replied, "What is your servant, that you should notice a dead dog like me?" 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 8. The full name, Mephibosheth, actually means, from the mouth of shame. This would have been an unlikely name for Prince Jonathan to give his first, and only, son. It is possible then that this name was only given to him after the shameful fate of his royal father and grandfather. Meph's reply to David certainly expresses humility and possibly low self-esteem. Again, we see a powerful spiritual truth in this touching scene of generosity and restoration. God reaches down to us in our sinful condition and offers us the gracious gift of forgiveness and eternal life. He invites us to become a child of the King and to enjoy His company and fellowship in this life and the next. For me, quite frankly, this offer is a no-brainer. We have the free will to refuse God's grace and, sadly, many do. Believers are simply those who humbly accept this unconditional love and spend the rest of their lives serving their King in gratitude. Bottom line. I am Mephibosheth who has gratefully accepted God's gift. Are you? Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.